Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome back to the show, the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. Of course, this is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And wow, lots of illuminating information coming up. Now, as Puling was saying in the interview before, you know, times are pretty challenging. And it's very much in our space, right? We just switch on. It doesn't even have to be switching on the TV. We just pick up our phones and we are thrust into all these different realities, and some of them very stressful, some of them really sad, and very worrying. And so having that laugh and having time out and that opportunity to reset and just to remember, you know, who we are and what life is all about can be challenging. And I'm wondering when the last time was that you had a full belly laugh, because laughter really is medicine for the soul. And you know, years ago I had Shireen Wichter in the show, in the studio. Shireen is a happiness professor and coach. She's a motivational speaker, a TEDx speaker, and a DL Link angel. And I remember asking Shireen the question. We were talking about happiness and we both started to laugh on air. And we just couldn't stop laughing. And I remember walking away feeling so uplifted and so encouraged, because it was something that just happened, you know, and I think we need more of it. So Shireen, welcome. It is so lovely to have you back on the show, and so lovely to be talking about something that I think we need a lot more of. Happiness.
Hi Nikki. So nice to be on your show again. I actually remember that show very clearly, and I remember we had Nick Rabinowitz on as well, and he thought that I was honestly cooked. I remember him finding it so weird and uncomfortable just to laugh, because people really, even comedians, find it a bit weird to laugh. That's the truth.
And boy, did we laugh. And I'm really excited that you've also brought Stacey Cohen into the studio with you. Stacey, welcome. Stacey is a Pilates instructor, a yoga teacher, menopause coach, a nutritional coach, and she's also a cancer warrior. In fact, she's been on the show before. So welcome, Stacey. Great to have you back on the show as well.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Such a pleasure. So let's talk, Shireen. Let's talk about... You know, I started off saying it's a serious world, right? It's very, very serious.
Very.
We get drawn into all of it, and it's very difficult to escape. So when you talk about being a happiness professor and we talk about laughter, how important is it for people to consciously look for things to be happy about? And how possible is it?
So, Nikki, I think you've raised some really important things, and you said one word in that whole sentence, which is key to everything, is how conscious are we? And I think really it boils down to that. And, you know, we live in a world that, honestly, all I can say is it's not for sissies. Life is really difficult. And what I'm seeing in the corporate space and out in the world is that people are vocal about it, but most people are silent and they're suffering in silence. So much so that I'm even on some Tehillim groups. And these Tehillim groups, which I couldn't believe, are for mental health, for our fellow Jews that are suffering from mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And it has become an epidemic, and really and truly it's something that around the world is escalating out of all proportion. It's never ever been so bad. And the United Nations do a happiness report once a year. And this year when they released it in March, they actually showed that our kids, so Western kids, teenagers from the ages of around 12 till their early 20s, are the most unhappy people on the planet. And oh, so our children are in crisis, our adults are in crisis. And the true thing, the most pivotal thing that you said, is consciousness. We have to be conscious that we have to choose happiness. And there are ways of doing it, and there are methods that you can use, and there are things that you can do. And most of them are physical, because happiness isn't something you can think. You can't think yourself happy. When you're feeling sad and you're feeling depressed and you just want to cry and you feel like you just want to pull the duvet back over your head, you can affirm to yourself a million times and say, I'm so happy, I'm amazing, I'm fantastic, but you're not. And your brain's going, what a load of nonsense, you really aren't. Happiness is something you feel. And so what I've developed and what I really spend all my time researching and doing is finding mechanisms that we can use to make us resilient and give us that inner feeling of peace, of I'm okay, of things are going to be all right. And that's what we need to develop. You know, I often say we go to school and university and we may learn geography and maths and science, but the most important things that we need for life are how to navigate life, how to be resilient, how to deal with stress, how to regulate our central nervous system. And this is not being taught to any of us. So it's no wonder we're crashing, because we enter the real world and suddenly we've got no tools, we have no idea what to do, and we really are just fumbling in the dark, trying the best we can.
Yeah, and I think also, Shireen, we start to, as you said, I mean, what a horrific, frightening statistic that all of these youngsters between the age of 12 to the early 20s are so unhappy.
Absolutely.
And so what worries me for everybody really is when you're in the state for a long period of time is you think that that's normal. You don't even know that you're unhappy. You don't know what it is. I mean, that's what I started off asking. When was the last time you had that delicious deep belly laugh where you put your head back and you just laugh, that things were just not so serious?
Absolutely. So, but if I can add to that, not only do we not realize, but our happiness is like a thermostat. So, you know, if you have the aircon on and you keep it at a certain temperature, or, you know, in winter you put it on 25 or 28, think of that as your baseline happiness. And what happens is we keep trying to get back there. But because life is so hard and because things are so difficult, our baseline is just getting lower and lower and lower. So what we're maintaining is not even a baseline anymore. And to try and get back to what was our baseline maybe a few years ago, something really out of the ordinary, extra special has to happen in order for you to even go, wow, I'm feeling happy. And without us even realizing, that baseline is getting lower and lower. And the lower our happiness levels become, the more in fear we become, the more our cortisol levels go up, the more adrenaline we get, the more autoimmune diseases happen, the more inflammation happens in our body. It's a spiral effect. The more our relationships suffer with other people, our ability to function at our best, we get exhausted, we have no energy. You know, I see in corporates today, burnout is a massive problem. People just don't have energy. Now, people are your most valuable resource.
Yeah. So how if with a consciousness, right? As we said, just a consciousness of how we're feeling. So when you go into corporates and you're speaking to clients, how do you instill a consciousness? How do you get people to evaluate where they are on that thermostat in terms of their happiness? And at what are there different tools for the different kind of temperatures in terms of your happiness? So what kind of interventions would you propose then?
So I think the first thing is it's a choice. You have to make the decision that you don't want to live this life anymore. You have to actually consciously say, I don't want this existence anymore. I want a different life, and it is in my control because it is only up to you. You know, we mistakenly think that everything outside of ourselves is going to make us happy. A new car, a better job, a different house, you know, whatever it might be. But the truth is that those external things are just fleeting. So they come and go pretty quickly. You know, you get that new dress you've been dying for. You're so happy. You wear it out. And 3 months later, you open your cupboard and you look in the cupboard and you go, eh, that. I don't feel like wearing it. And that's the truth with life.
The happiness is gone.
The happiness is gone. It's fleeting. Yeah. But when you make a decision, you know, I kind of always quote Tal Ben-Shahar, who is a Harvard professor and a positive psychologist. And he says choice is creation. And why is choice creation? Is because every single moment of every day, you are choosing. You are choosing whether to smile or not, what to wear or not, how to walk, what to eat, whether to sleep, whether to be friendly. You're choosing a million things. And all those tiny little choices without you being consciously aware add up to a minute, an hour, a day, and ultimately your life. So it starts with being conscious and saying, I choose that I want to be happier. Now I need a plan. Who's ever thought of what's my plan for happiness? If you open a business or you want to do something, you have a goal and you have a plan. And you don't just kind of open a business and say, well, I'm just going to roll with it and see how it goes. You kind of have a structure and a plan. And that is the same thing, is that we need to know that it's something we work on every day. It is not our default. It's not the way we're going to wake up every morning feeling. You're going to wake up going, oh, and then you're going to go, I choose happy, and you're going to put a smile on your face. So the first thing that I can tell you is acting happy makes you feel happy. And the listeners should really try it. Even if you start off faking it, just by acting happy, by walking with your shoulders back, by smiling a lot, by breathing, that in itself changes the way you feel. Just that. So it starts with choice, and then we work on, you know, what is the plan forward, and I teach various different skills, laughter being one of them.
Wow. So acting happy makes you feel happy. How does that work?
Well, motion creates emotion. So if you think of, say, a Sunday when you're feeling lethargic and tired and you're lying at home on the couch watching Netflix all day, when you analyze how you feel at the end of that day, you actually feel worse. You feel more tired. You feel drained. You might feel a bit depressed because you've done nothing. But literally just getting up and moving. And in corporates, I say, you know, when you walk to the coffee machine, walk with a wiggle in your bum. Put a little bit of a wiggle in your step. Put a smile. Walk past people and smile at them. Offer them a coffee. Just act happy. And before you know it, and it's literally instant, you do it for 5 minutes around people and suddenly you won't even notice, but suddenly your energy changes and suddenly you start to feel better. So that's the first thing, is choose to be happy and then just start acting it.
And I love that, because when you talk about lying on the couch, you know, you think about, oh, that's the day I want delicious, but actually you don't feel great afterwards.
No, you don't.
And it makes sense, with motion creates emotion. It makes perfect sense. But what happens, Shireen, when you're dealing with someone who finds that too difficult? You know, it's too much effort. It's too difficult to act happy. Is there, and at what point would you go, well, perhaps this person needs something else? Perhaps, you know, acting it is not going to be enough. Do you come across that?
So of course I do. And again, it goes back to choice, and choice is difficult. And if you want something enough in life, you have to make that choice. And it is a difficult, challenging choice. But it's like saying, I want to run the Comrades tomorrow. I'm just going to go for a quick run now and then run the Comrades. It's not going to happen. If you want to achieve something, whatever it is, you actually have to decide. And I think the biggest misnomer is, in the Western world, we've been led to believe that, oh, I'll just pop a pill. It's not up to me. It's up to everyone else outside of me. I'm the victim. It's up to everyone else, everything else, and I'll take a pill and it'll make it go away. And the truth is that true happiness requires inner work. True happiness requires you going in and doing the stuff and releasing it. And literally, you know, it's not even faking it, because as Tal says, you can't be anyone who you aren't. You can only be you, Nikki. You can only be Nikki. I can only be Shireen. I can be a sad Shireen, a happy Shireen. I can be an excited Shireen. I can be a tired Shireen. I can be a lethargic Shireen, but they're all Shireen. Which Shireen am I showing? And sometimes we don't like showing a different side of ourselves. So think of, you're at home and you and your partner are having a big fight, or you and your kids, you're having a shouting match. There's a whole story going on. Suddenly the phone rings and it's someone really important. It's a client, or it's someone really important. And you've just been pouring your heart out or crying your eyes out or whatever the case is. And you've got to answer the phone, and you answer and you go, hi, how are you? Yes, everything's marvelous. Wonderful. I mean, we've all had that, right? Or someone rings the doorbell and you know, there's World War III going on in your house and suddenly you've got to pretend everything's fine. We all have the capacity to do it. And I've run an experiment where I've actually said to people, if I gave you $100,000 today, and I said, what you have to do is just act, pretend and act as happy as you can for 1 week. So whatever you do, I'm going to have cameras on you and you have to act as happy as you possibly can. And then at the end of the week, I'll give you $100,000. And then I ask the audience, okay, who thinks they can do it? And literally I get 100%. People go, yes, me, for $100,000. Are you joking? Of course I can do this. But the point of it is if you can do it for $100,000, how much is your life worth? Mm. Isn't it worth more? Mm. Isn't the happiness worth more?
Yeah, and I love this, and I hope that the listeners are really considering this. And so I'm gonna ask you, Shireen, because it begins with that choice. As you said, the choice is everything. And so what questions should they be asking themselves to shift, to make the choice, to say my life and my happiness is important? Are there questions, are there cues to get them leaning in that direction? If that choice, that point, that consciousness is so important.
Absolutely. And I think I'll illustrate it in very simple terms. If you're standing in a room and looking out the window, what do you see? You see the trees, you see the sky, you see the clouds, you maybe see cars outside, you see what's outside the window. Then I say to you, turn around, so do a 180-degree turnaround. So now you turn around and you're facing the wall or your kitchen or the bedroom. Then the question is, can you still see the sky and the trees when you're facing the other way? And the answer is obviously not, because now you're looking inside the house or inside your office. Are the trees and the sky and the clouds still there? Of course they are. Are you seeing them? No. That's the same as life. And it starts with starting to see what is good in your life. We all have good in our lives. No matter what you're going through, as much as there's good, there's an equal amount. As much as there's trauma and turmoil, there is still good. There's people that may love you. There's people who care for you. There's whatever the situation is that you have, we all have stuff to be grateful for. And I think that the first thing is starting to be aware of what is good in my life. We've got to change the narrative and stop focusing on the negative. You know, our default is this is wrong, that's wrong, this is going wrong, this is a problem, I don't have money. But who turns around and says, wow, do you know that I have beautiful children? I have such a caring husband or wife. I have wonderful parents. Start looking at the good. Start changing what you're looking at. That's where it starts. Because you have to get your heart into a space of gratitude. You know, without that, you can't manifest, you can't achieve anything. And the whole thing is, how do we get our emotions, how do we get our heart into a happy state, going into gratitude? It says in the Torah, we have to serve Hashem basimcha, which is with joy. What does it actually mean? It means you have to have gratitude in your heart. And how do we achieve that? That's what we want to accomplish, is getting to a space where you're in a heart space of, thank you, Hashem. Yes, I've got challenges, but it's how I deal with those challenges. Two people can face the exact same thing, and for one, it's a calamity, and for other, they just deal with it and move on.
Yeah. Thanks, Shireen. I love the way you've explained it. And it really sounds like it's about cultivating something deep from within. It's work. It's a process. As you say, it begins with that choice. And then you've got to have a plan. You're not going to run the marathon on day two when you've just decided to start running.
No, or you're not going to be thin if you diet today. You're not going to be thin tomorrow. Exactly. I wish you would, you know. It's the same thing as people say, if I laugh today, will I be happy tomorrow? I'm like, well, you know, you might be happier, but if I diet today, I'm not going to be skinny tomorrow. It's just not going to happen.
Exactly. So you've just got to work, and that's where the plan comes in. That's where the plan. Now, before we bring Stacey in, I want to very quickly talk about this laughter, because what I was really bowled over by when we did have this interview before, and we both started laughing, was that we started from nothing. And I really wanted to get that across to people who are listening, that you don't have to be watching something funny or hear something funny. You can bring it up from within you.
Absolutely. So that's the key to everything. Laughter is the biggest gift given to humans, and it's the only thing we have as humans that has the ability to 100% reverse the effects of stress on the physical body, which is huge. So if you look at the human body and you look at everything that Hashem gave us, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, that's all for a reason. Our heart and lungs, we don't use them when we're in the mood or when we feel like it. We use it every day because it's essential for survival. And the reason, part of the reason why people are so sad and depressed and anxious and in trauma is because we've stopped laughing. So yeah. Research has shown that the brain actually can't tell the difference between real and simulated or fake laughter. And what we really want to do is get the brain to release all of our drugs, our feel-good drugs, which is cortisol, adrenaline, opiates, or dopamine, all of these feel-good drugs. We want them released in the body. They then trigger all different hormone releases, and that's plus breathing, and that's what makes you feel amazing.
Mm. So for those people who are going, I want some of that, and maybe I need a little bit of help, and maybe I need to go to a space where I can envelop myself in happiness, you've developed with Stacey a happy space. So Stacey, I'm going to bring you in to tell us about this happy space.
Great. So happy space, Nikki, is actually, it's something that Shireen really manifested. Coming from her background with laughter and happiness. It really is a beautiful sanctuary in Fairmount. It is it's a place where people can come to just to kind of also catch their breath. It's not a wellness studio. It's not a yoga studio. It's not a specific laughter therapy studio space. So what we've done, myself and Shireen, is we've incorporated both of our skills and created this beautiful space where you can come, and we've created something that's called a cloud pod room. It's an immersion room where you can come and literally lie on a PMF bed. You can literally lie there, you can meditate, you can have guided meditations. Literally catching your breath. We've got red light therapy. It's in a beautiful space. It really is a sanctuary. You'd have to see it for yourself to actually really see what we're talking about.
Divine. We've got hard. Wow. I'm just going to add in. I'm also a sound healer, so we've got Tibetan and crystal sound bowls. We've got a vagal nerve toner. We've got hydrogen gas. We've got, and hydrogen gas has been shown to help with inflammation. It's been shown to help with depression. It's a very new methodology of treatment. So basically, we are able to give you sound tones to put you back into homeostasis. You'll lie on this amazing bed with crystals, this incredible crystal mat with red light therapy, with a weighted blanket. We've got a hammock, so you can come take a virtual reality headset, put it on, sit on a hammock and go to the moon if you want, or go to the beach or anywhere you like. And then we're also going to be having some incredible classes like moon yoga, all the classes. It's not a gym. It's a gym for your mental health. So you can come amazing. Being a beginner. We're going to do breath work, and that we're definitely going to have to get the expert, which is you,
for sure,
to come and do some breath work for us.
Loved.
And it's also going to be a space that people can hire for parties. Corporates can do wellness days. We're going to have events. We want to run workshops. It's just a beautiful sanctuary to come and find solace and peace. And one of the other things we'll be doing also is running something called AO scans, which is a bioscan where we actually are able to run scans using a bone conductor where we can actually check your frequency of all the organs and everything that goes on in your body. And it checks it against over 300,000 other reports. And then it tells us exactly what's going on in your body. What is your stress levels? What is your cortisols? Then we'll be able to even email you a meditation tone, which is specifically designed for you to put you back into homeostasis. And then we'll put you in the cloud pod room with sound healing and vagal nerve toner and all the other goodies. We also have got hydrogen water, which is amazing for the body. So yes, it's a really innovative new concept. Beautiful. That's never been done before.
Amazing, Shireen. So is there a website that people can visit?
I'm embarrassed to say that since not I've yet. Done everything myself, there is a website up and it's not finished. So the front page is kind of half done, but the classes are actually up. And from next week, we will be running classes. It's all restorative yoga, yin yoga. It's stuff you can do with your eyes closed for beginners that have never done anything. Remember, this is not a gym. Everything is to calm your central nervous system and tone your vagal nerve, which is your second brain in your stomach. So it's not amazing. About how fit you are. It's not about if you've done yoga or anything else like that. It's just about finding that inner peace and that inner kind of calm.
Mm. So how do people get hold of you?
Check our Instagram page, which is happyspace_official. My number is on there and my number is also on happyspace.co.za, but please, I do apologize. It's incredibly unprofessional, but the website is not finished. We've been so immersed in corporate that we literally just haven't had an opportunity. But really the mission is not about the bells and whistles, and our studio is not about a fancy website and frills. Our studio is about the results we achieve.
Amazing. Shireen, thank you so much. Stacey, thank you so much. That's Happy Space. Check them out on Instagram. Go and have this extraordinary experience. You owe it to yourself.